We are now joined by the race winner of today's Pit Box Foodmex 250 here at Sonoma Raceway, Connor Zilich. We'll open the floor straight to questions. You have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Reed and go to Jordan.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. You said last week was a learning experience. Was there anything that you learned at Chicago that you used to win the race today?
Yeah, I learned about Shane as a driver and how he races, and I definitely used that to help me make moves today. Blocking his runs and you know, what it may be. I learned how, what runs he takes when he's pushing and how he saves his tires. The first 5 to 7 laps of a run there, you know, he kind of would set the pace. And then when I got out front, I set the pace and, you know, tires made a bigger difference than you'd expect with how new the asphalt is. So, we would run very easy for 5 to 7 laps. And that's probably why it looked like the kind of rest of the field was hanging with us. And then, when we wanted to go, we would go and leave them. So, we were kind of just playing a little bit of cat and mouse with each other, but that last run was very tough. You know, we were both pushing to the limit and it took a lot of focus to keep him behind me.
And speaking of being out front, your pit crew got you out in the lead twice on your two pit stops. How important was that, and how important was it to control the restart there at the last run there?
Yeah, the second one I was leading and we kept the lead and you know, was able to keep the lead. But the first pit stop, yeah, my pit crew did an awesome job to get me the lead, and that kind of got us a little bit of space in stage two. He still got by me after that, and I was able to kind of get behind him and learn a little bit more. And then, I was able to get back by him at the end of stage two once his tires fell off a little bit. So, it was a lot about managing, more than I expected today, and definitely added a piece to the race that, you know, we didn't expect. But it made it a lot harder on the drivers too. You know, we were struggling out there. It didn't have a lot of grip. And, at the end of that 30 lap run there at the end of the race, we were hanging on to it. So, it was a lot of fun. Shane's a great road racer and a great friend of mine too. And someone who helps me a lot and helps all of our Trackhouse teammates, pushes us to be better. So yeah, I'm excited to race against him again at Watkins Glen and hopefully get to learn a little bit more.
Go next to Jordan, then on the way back to Zach.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. If he's not your teammate, does he race you differently, do you think? And the outcome is maybe different?
I think Shane's I said it last week. What he did wasn't dirty. There was 2 laps to go, and he's going to take the chance to win the race. And I think, you know, maybe some guys he might race differently. But, you know, I think if you show him respect, and I feel like I did for, you know, the majority of the race, then he's going to show you respect back. And he's just a racer, and that's the way it is. So, I think if someone were to put an aggressive move on him, he might put an aggressive move back. But, you know, if you show him respect, he's going to show you respect back. And it was cool under all the cautions and stuff. We were giving each other signals. And it's cool to have a friend like him that I can race against and learn from and then talk to after the race and say, hey, what were you doing here? What were you doing there? You know, how long were you saving for? When did you go? Those kinds of things. So, yeah, we learn from each other. And he kind of let me by there in stage two to get behind me and was probably trying to figure out where I was a little bit better. I kind of beat him on the second half of the track when I was behind him, and, you know, he would beat me a little bit through 2 and 3, but, it was very close. We were very similar on speed, and that made it really tough to pass, and that's why I thought that control in the restart was going to be really important.
With all the talk about how, you know, SVG is unbeatable on road courses, Mexico City, Chicago, and then, you know, qualifying yesterday and today, beating him today, does that give you extra satisfaction?
I knew I could do it all along. It was just a matter of doing it and executing and doing my job. And I knew you have to be perfect to beat the guy. He's really good. I commend him for that. And I look up to him as a driver and a person. You know, the person he is, he's such a good guy. And to get to race against him and learn from him at my age is so valuable for me. So, whether I beat him or not doesn't really affect much. Yeah, it feels good, but I know that I can race against a guy like him, and it's just fun getting to do it. I really enjoy it, and it pushes me to be better, and I hope I can push him to be better too.
How does an 18-year-old celebrate in wine country when they can't legally drink?
I'm sticky right now from freaking apple juice in Victory Lane. So we celebrate with sparkling apple juice and get very sticky and avoid a headache. So I guess that's the positive of it.
We're going to go to Zach and then to Tom.
Zach Sturniello, NASCAR.com. Connor, two questions. First and foremost, you mentioned the relationship with Shane. He said going in on that last lap on turn seven, he wheel hopped and nudged you and kind of let you gather it back up because he didn't want to get it that way. And then tried to do the crossover in 11 rather than moving you out of the way. Could you tell that he was trying to take care of you and race you clean there in those closing laps?
Yeah, you know, he shoved me into four, I think it was, and then, you know, got close to me in seven, and I went to block and just kind of, you know, we were all the way down at the bottom, had no angle, and, you know, I don't think I really wheel hop too bad, but, you know, I definitely was overdriving the corner and had to do that to keep him behind me, and yeah, he did, because, you know, he knew he hit me in four, and that's the reason he got a chance at me at seven. So, you know, I think he wanted to pass me fairly, and I don't think that's the way he wanted to do it, which I really do respect. I mean, it takes a lot for a guy to do that, and for him to do that shows a lot about the driver and person he is, and you know, that's kind of what I expected last week, but, you know, this is what I got this week. So, yeah, I think he knew what he did last week and probably didn't want to have to do the same thing again to win the race. So, you know, he was going to do it fair and square, and I respect that from him.
Did you guys have any conversations after the way the last week's race went, especially knowing that you guys were going to be racing each other in this series again this week?
No, I didn't have anything to say. What he did wasn't dirty, and I just, you know, we joked about it. We walked in the elevator together after the race, actually, and, you know, we joked about it, and I said, I'll get you back next week, and you know, I think we both have an equal amount of respect for each other. We were teammates in the 24. We spent 2 weeks together. You know, I learned a lot from him there, and you know, got to know him very well there, and, you know, I wouldn't want to beat him. I wouldn't want to beat him in that way, and he wouldn't want to beat me in that way either. So, I'm glad we got to race it out the way we did, and I respect the hell out of the guy. He's such a good dude and a good friend of mine. So, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully racing against him for a long time. I don't know how many years he's got in him. He's already got a full career behind him, but you know, I'm going to enjoy these years that I can race against him while I can.
Next, Tom.
Hi, Connor. With the fact that there were only the two stoppages at the stage breaks, you know, and he had to race the final 34 laps, challenge back and forth. What was your thinking? Were you feeling the weight of the world a little bit more than you normally would have if we had cautions, extra cautions, or anything like that?
It did make it tough because, you know, it allowed the saving that we did on the front end of the run to pay off even more. I don't know how far back third was, but I couldn't see anybody.
It was too far back, but yeah, 10 seconds.
13 seconds. So, you know, that's kind of shows how much we were saving on the front side of the run. And then on the back side of the run, it really paid off for both of us. So, yeah, it was cool to get to race the last, whatever, 34 laps out green and, you know, I think it made for an enjoyable race for Shane and I. I don't know how good of a show it was on TV, but, you know, I think the two of us racing for the win had to have been pretty entertaining. So, you know, I certainly enjoyed it. And you know, it's not often you get a race to run green like that for that long. So when it does happen, and it's fun, I do enjoy it a lot.
When did you know that you were safe on fuel?
Never. I was sputtering through whatever this little kink is on the last two laps. I sputtered and, you know, I was a little worried about it, especially when I sputtered the first time. I didn't really think much of it. And then the second time by it did it even more. So, yeah, I'm glad I made it, but I had enough to do a burnout. So I clearly wasn't that close, but, yeah, fuel races are never fun, especially when you're the leader and you're trying to manage your gap and save fuel at the same time. It's not easy, but, yeah, it was good to be able to make it to the finish line.
You know, Connor, as you look at turn one, it seemed like the last few laps, he was really getting close to you on going up that hill. Did you start changing your lane a little bit more as he got closer to you on going up the hills and around the corners to where you got a little distance out there from that side of it? But did you change your lane a little?
Not really, no. I feel like the only places you can really make a pass here are 7 and 11. So I really focused on being good out of 4 and good out of the kink 10. So those were really the two corners I was focused on. And then I would kind of save the rest of the lap and manage the gap from there. But when it came to 4 and 10, I was really focused on getting good exits and getting through there well. So that way he wasn't really close enough to make a move.
Now you guys still have speed. What's the next racing like? And then when we start getting out of the road courses, is that, are you learning from those as well too, and you're getting better at those as well too?
Yeah, I'm learning, and I'm always learning, even on the road courses. You know, we won at Pocono, which is a semi-oval, 3 weeks ago, and we've finished in the top five the last seven races. So, you know, I don't feel like I can't do it on ovals, and, you know, it's honestly, I don't know, I don't want to say annoying, but, you know, getting asked, you know, oh, are you going to struggle on the ovals now? Like, I feel like I'm proving myself and getting better and, you know, getting to a point where I feel like I'm contending for wins at a lot of the tracks we go to. Obviously, there's somewhere I need to do better at, but, you know, for the most part, I feel like we've been contenders everywhere we've gone lately.
We'll go here to Noah.
Noah Reed, Manteca Bulletin. There was a little bit of a debate on social media that sparked earlier this week about the number of road courses that NASCAR visits. I'm curious from your perspective, you know, where do you feel the perfect number of road courses is, and, you know, how many would you like to see on the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, biased, I want more, but, you know, I think what the number we're at is good. I honestly love the concept of street racing for NASCAR. Like, there's no, you're not going to make an oval track in the city of a, in a big city, and there's no better way to gain fans than to put NASCAR in the middle of a big urban city that probably doesn't know much about NASCAR. So, I think it's awesome, the concept of street racing. You know, I love coming to Sonoma, Watkins Glen. Going to Mexico was awesome. You know, we're getting in front of so many new fans, and there's so many road courses around the world that we can go to and get in front of new faces, and I think that's what NASCAR needs. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Ben Kennedy and what he's doing and the vision he has, and he has that vision of getting in front of new fans and putting the sport in new places and doing new things. Like, it's not the 70s anymore. You know, the sport is evolving. Racing is evolving. You know, F1 has races all across the world on road courses, and they don't seem to be struggling at all. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, you know, we just have to learn how to do it better and bring it to new places and put NASCAR in front of new people. And there's no way to do that on ovals, really. So I think the number we're at's good. I don't think we need any more road courses. I think 6-7 is good. But, you know, I feel like, yeah, I don't think we need less. I like road racing, and I think it's an awesome way to test drivers in a new way. And, you know, I don't see why you wouldn't do as many as we're doing now.
And as far as the theme of the race goes, both you and Shane described it as fun several times, just hammering that it was fun. From your perspective in the driver's seat, when you're trading the lead back and forth, thumbs up going out the window, what's that like, you know, just in that perspective?
It's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, under every caution, we would go next to each other and, you know, we'd flip each other off and then we'd give each other thumbs up. And it's just fun getting to race against him. You know, he's so methodical with everything he does. And, you know, it's just cool getting to learn from him, you know, race against him, everything. It's just really, really fun. And I'm glad that I get to do it. But, you know, with that being said, it's really fun to beat him too. And it's really fun to win these races that are really tough to win. You know, he makes it incredibly tough, and I had to be perfect out there. And I think that's what's the coolest thing about it is how much he pushes the entire field, you know, especially on Sundays. Like, those guys have never had a guy like him come in and, you know, kick their ass. Like, he's actively doing that. And, you know, I've heard a lot of guys say, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get better and be able to beat him. So, I've enjoyed watching his transition over here. He's starting to do well in the ovals, and, you know, if he starts to figure out the ovals, it's going to be really cool to watch. So, yeah, he's already headed in the right direction, and he's doing all the right things to get better for himself. But, you know, I'm also enjoying racing against him well and learning from him.
Connor, congratulations on the win today. Good luck next week at the Monster Mile at Dover.
Thank you.